Introduction to the Mishnah for this evening, which is that when I first came here, so they were printing in the bulletins, who was reading the Haftorah? And that was like a vestige of the previous era when there were chazanim for all of the tfilos. So the only thing somebody who wasn't the chazan was going to do was could read the Haftorah. But the truth is that traditionally reading the Haftorah was not considered to be the greatest kibud, the greatest honor, because a katan could do it, a child, a minor, as long as they were capable of reading, could theoretically be the one to read the Haftorah. So the rabbis developed a kind of a consolation prize, kind of compensation for people who were prepared to read the Haftorah, even if it wasn't considered, as they used to say back in Europe, the fattest kibud, the shlishi, etc. So they had various other things that they would have them do, because they were, in effect, taking one for the team. So the Mishnah says, Hamaftir binavi hu pores al shema. So he should be the one that would say the Kaddish and the Baruch Hu again. And this would be beforehand, typically before Kriyas HaTorah and the Haftorah. V'hu over lifnei Ateva, who would be his right to be the Shaliach Tzibor. V'hu noseis Kapav, and he would be honored, obviously, if he's a Kohen, with Birkas Kohanim. Mimaya Katan, so if he's a Katan and he can't do any of these things, Avivo Rabo over in Al Yado. So the Rambam points out is that Avivo Rabo, it's Ki'ilu Ba'atmo. There's such a close relationship between a father and a son, between a Rebbe and a student, that it's Ki'ilu, the person himself. So the father or the Rebbe would be the Shaliach Tzibor, would daven for the Yamud, if the son, who was under Bar Mitzvah, happened to be reading the Haftorah. Now, for purposes of Kavod HaTzibor, today it's not really practiced that you have a Katan who reads the Haftorah, but technically speaking, it would be permissible. Katan kori batorah umitargim. Not only to read the Haftorah, but it is technically permissible for a katan to be the bal korei, to receive an aliyah. The reason that we don't do it is, again, because of kavod hatzibur. He could also be the mitargim if he were very qualified. Obviously, he'd have to be a very knowledgeable young man. Aval eno pores al shema, he can't lead these dvarim shebikedusha. He can't lead something in which he's not formally obligated to recite Kaddish, to recite Baruch Hu. This is not something that he would be able to do. Ve'eno over lifnei ateva, ve'eno nosei es kapav. So he shouldn't be the only one to duchen. But again, we know that the common practice, even though he shouldn't be the only one, is that if you have a Kohen who's not Bar Mitzvah, he can, and this is the accepted practice in our community, go up with the father for purposes of chinuch. So pocheach, somebody whose clothes are torn in a pretty extensive way, so that they're not quite naked, but sort of half naked. Pores es shema, so that person can still theoretically say Kaddish and Baruch Hu. We're not recommending it, but it is b'di'evit acceptable. Umitargim, and he can serve as the mitargim in the context of Kriyas HaTorah. Avol eno korei b'Torah, ve'eno over lifnei ateva, ve'eno noseis kapav. He can't be the bal korei, because it's simply not kavod HaTorah for somebody who's half-dressed to be up there, and he's not going to be the shaliach tzibor, again, for the same reason, that it's not kavod HaTzvilah, and it's not kavod HaTzibor, it's not honorable for him if he's not dressed. That's why we have here, either a person has a jacket or a person has a talus, but you need something for purposes of, as the Gemara says, hakriveu na lefechasecha, which you approach a human officer in this way, ve'eno nosei es kapav, right? Because again, when it comes to duchening, so that's compared on some level to navoda. That's compared to working in the Beis HaMikdash. So we know that working in the Beis HaMikdash, bizman shebigdeyam aleihem kunasam aleihem, that when they're wearing the proper clothes, so they're considered kohanim. We're going to have that next week in Parshas Tetzaveh. If they're not wearing the clothes, if they're mechusar begadim, so that's a very serious problem. So again, you can't get up, not properly dressed, for purposes of duchening. Suma, this is a machlokas between the Chachamim and Rabbi Yehuda, pores es shema mitargim. Just because somebody is blind does not mean that they can't serve as the mitargim. They can't be the one who actually reads the Torah, because you actually have to see what's written in the Torah. But if a person can't see, they could be the best mitargim in the world, and they could also be pores es shema, which would involve Kaddish and Baruch Hu, and again, Yotzer ha-me'oros. So Rabbi Yehuda says, Kol shelo ra me'oros miyamav, eno pores al shema. But if you never really saw the me'oros, the sun, the moon, and the stars, so how is he going to be the one that says this bracha of Yotzer me'oros? Well, we paskin against Rabbi Yehuda, because as the saying goes, it really takes a village in this world. So even though you yourself personally haven't benefited from lights, nonetheless, right, somebody who cannot see benefits from the fact that there are people in this world who can see and is able to direct people, in the proper way. So we see it all the time. Somebody who, again, happens to be vision impaired, as many of the great Amoraim were, Rav Sheshes, Rav Yosef, they achieved great things in Torah, and they could be led around by somebody who is able to see, or by an animal, let's say, a seeing eye dog, that's able to benefit. So when you give Shevach to Hashem, a very important lesson, even if it's not something that you're personally benefiting from, you sort of have to take a step back and take a more holistic view of the situation.